More than 2 million. That's the number of Syrian refugees already in Turkey. It's a staggering figure, but it doesn't offer much insight into how gut-wrenching that decision is to pack up and leave home. My BBC colleague Kim Gattas writes about this in Foreign Policy magazine. The war in Syria, Kim, the flight of refugees, I know it brings back memories from your own childhood. You lived in Beirut. The Lebanese civil war at the time was at full tilt. You were young. You lived through it. What do you remember from those days?
Oddly enough, I remember, of course, the chaos, but the violence around us, the uncertainty. But I also remember that it felt very normal to me because it was really all that I had ever known. I was born 2 years into the war, and I was 13 when it ended. I remember the trips to school, not knowing whether we would actually make it. I remember the drives across this big intersection next to our house. We lived on the front line, right smack on the separation line between East and West Beirut. And I remember that we had to drive through this intersection. And it was famous, or infamous rather, for all the snipers that were located there. We'd wake up in the morning after a heavy night of shelling, having to make a decision about whether today was the day that we would go to school or stay at home. When we got used to the shelling, we stopped sometimes going down to the underground shelter, and we'd bring our mattresses to an inner hallway in the house, in the apartment that we lived on the third floor of a building, because we felt it was one of the safest areas. But you know, you get used to it, and it is very odd. I don't miss it, but it also feels very familiar. And it was my childhood. And so sometimes I tell people that the strangest thing, the most unsettling thing about my memories of the Civil War is how familiar that feeling of being in a war actually is.
Yeah, so I would say, and I think a lot of people would say, that when living in a war zone starts to feel normal, that's maybe the time you ought to check out and maybe leave the country. Why did your parents, your family, decide not to leave Beirut?
It's a question I get often. I've never really quite had the full discussion with my parents about why we never left. I certainly don't blame them. You know, living in war is not something to be grateful for, but it made me who I am. And, you know, I think I've done all right. And growing up in Lebanon is what made me want to become a journalist. And I'm grateful for the choice that I made. And why we never left Lebanon is because it is a very difficult choice to make, to just leave everything you have ever known, everything that defines who you are, behind and start from scratch somewhere else as a refugee. You lose your identity, you lose who you are, you lose your sense of comfort, of home. You lose hope, perhaps, of ever coming back. And that is not a decision that people make lightly.
Speak from your own life living through the war in Beirut, Kim. I mean, for people who have not lived through war on their soil, like Americans, what is the U.S. getting wrong about Syria, do you think?
It's not so much about what is it getting wrong about Syria specifically, but I think that Europeans and Americans who have not had war on their soil for decades and, you know, centuries, in the U.S. specifically, are unable to empathize with people who are going through war, are unable to understand how conflict changes you forever, and are unable to understand why people are fleeing when they look like they're reasonably well-fed and well-dressed and have iPhones. That is the most jarring comment I have seen coming from people in Europe and in the U.S. Why are these people leaving? They have iPhones. They're well-dressed. They're not fleeing necessarily poverty or hunger, although there is that as well. They're fleeing because they want to stay alive, because they don't want to be forced into a rebel group and carry a gun, and they don't want to be forced into the Syrian army. They're trying to make sure that their children get an education. That's the main reason that most people will cite when you ask them, why are you leaving? And a lot of them are hoping that one day they'll be able to come back and rebuild the country. And that's why I wanted to write this piece, because, you know, this isn't happening to people that Americans or Europeans have nothing in common with. This is happening to people who are like me, and I'm a Washington BBC correspondent writing for Foreign Policy magazine. So this isn't some distant war that you can't relate to.
Kim Gattas has long been a friend of ours here at The World. She wrote about her own experience of growing up during wartime in Lebanon for Foreign Policy. Kim, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much for having me, Marco.